For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. As the national discussion continues to center around should we, can we send our kids to school this fall or not, one group out of Bridgeport says that students of color in particular are not being served well by the state of Connecticut's return to school plan. Joining me now is Faith Acts for Education Executive Director Jamila Prince-Stewart. Jamila, well, I understand Faith Acts introduced its People's Plan for Education this Monday in response to the state's plan. What are the key facets of that People's Plan, and how did you come up with them?
Yeah, so a couple of things that we found about the state's plan is that it's not safe, it's not equitable, and it's not just. And so Faith Acts took the time to sit down and virtually meet with over 120 parents, educators, and students to get their feedback on what they needed to feel like they could safely bring their kids back to school and what they needed to prepare for potential long-term remote learning. And so some key things that we came up with and that we know parents need is, one, they need their kids' basic needs to be met. Two, they absolutely need a plan that promotes equity and supports families. They also want a plan that's anti-racist and a plan that equitably funds schools.
How do you come up with a plan that's anti-racist?
One thing that this pandemic and even the racial unrest and issues around police brutality across the country have showed us is that this crisis is an opportunity for radical transformation. And Connecticut public schools are currently funded by local property taxes. So Connecticut has divided kids up 169 times, and we serve the total student population the size of LA Unified School District. So an anti-racist school system is a school system that equitably funds kids, regardless of their race, their class, or where they live.
Well, you know, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I did notice that one of the demands in the People's Plan was calling for Governor Lamont to, as you just said, equitably fund all students and give, I think you also wanted to give low-income homeschool family stipends. You know, you mentioned it's around Connecticut that it's property tax based. That's the way it is around the country, and that's the way it's been for a long time. Now, there's a lot we can talk about how that system could be thrown out and replaced with something better. But as it stands right now, do you think the governor has much control to meet your demand, given the way that public property taxes right now fund schools?
I think the governor has all the control and has a huge opportunity and a huge moment for his leadership, right? Because as we know, education is the state's right. So it's the state of Connecticut's responsibility to make sure all kids receive an amazing education that helps them meet their full potential. It's also the General Assembly's responsibility as well. So we elect people to represent us, and it's their responsibility to make sure our schools are equitably funded. And the state of Connecticut has tried to do that through the education cost-sharing formula, or the ECS formula, for over the past 30 years. And the issue has been that formula, the purpose of that formula was to mitigate the unequal and equitable impact of local property taxes. And it hasn't been doing its job fully. And so we're calling on our leadership to fix that and to make sure that every child is equitably funded across the state.
We just talked about Governor Lamont. I mean, what has been the response to the plan from the political class from around the state?
We're excited that a superintendent of Bridgeport Public Schools, Michael Testani, has said that he fully supports the plan and is willing to do his part to implement the parts that he can. We've also met with leaders in the Black and Puerto Rican caucus at the General Assembly. And this week, we're also going to continue to meet with staff members and leaders in the governor's team, and also leaders in the General Assembly, like the Education Committee chairs. And so we're getting a good response from legislators that are like, all right, like, let's get this work done. And so we just want to make sure these words turn into actual policies and actual changes for our kids.
Well, final question. What's been the level of interest from community groups in other cities? Could this become a bigger movement than just Bridgeport?
Absolutely. And so we're also talking to other community organizations and churches in New Haven and Hartford and other communities as well to share this plan. We're like copy paste and make it your own. So this plan is for the people, by the people, and we encourage every community to take the aspects of this that are relevant to your community and make your own plan, because if they're not going to give us a seat at the table, we need to create our own.
Faith Acts for Education Executive Director and Jamila Prince-Stewart, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.